This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 30th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is quite warm. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies and gentle breezes. Jerusalem is enjoying clear conditions, while Haifa sees mild temperatures. Eilut is sunny and warm, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, weekend strikes have killed several Hamas operatives, including those involved in the October 7th attacks. This was reported 3 hours ago. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF's Apache deal is not off the table. However, delays have put it at risk. This update came an hour ago. Also this hour, Ynet reports that masked Jewish extremists attacked an NBC News crew in the West Bank. This occurred while the crew interviewed a Palestinian woman. Separately, JNS reports that the IDF has killed Hamas terrorists in Gaza. This includes a perpetrator from the October 7th attacks and another hiding in a hospital. And finally, from 5 hours ago, Forward reports that Abdul El Sayed has apologized to Michigan Jews for past comments about a synagogue attack. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, shared breaking news about Hakeem Jeffries condemning anti-Semitism. He called out Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade in products from certain Israeli territories. Belaz News reports that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats over the settlement ban. This action comes after the Dutch parliament approved the controversial law. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the weekend strikes reported by the Times of Israel. The IDF confirmed that several Hamas operatives were killed, including those involved in the October 7th attacks. A senior terror group commander was also targeted in Deir al-Bala. The strikes aim to weaken Hamas's operational capabilities. Turning to the Apache deal, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the IDF states that the deal is not entirely off, but ongoing delays threaten its future. The missed deadlines have sparked concern over military readiness. This situation highlights the challenges faced in maintaining Israel's air defense capabilities. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on the attack on an NBC News crew has raised concerns. The crew was in the West Bank interviewing a Palestinian woman about her eviction. The incident underscores the tensions and risks faced by journalists in conflict zones. In earlier reporting from JNS, the IDF strikes in Gaza targeted key Hamas operatives. The operation included precise munitions and aerial surveillance to minimize civilian harm. These actions signal Israel's continued efforts to dismantle Hamas networks. And regarding Abdul El Sayed's apology, as reported by Forward, the Michigan U.S. Senate candidate expressed regret for his past comments. His apology comes as he seeks to mend ties with the Jewish community amid his political campaign. On the economic front, first, SentinelOne's shares fell sharply after the company cut its guidance. Despite this, the stock has seen a significant rise since the start of 2026, according to Globes. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that Minister Smotrich has ordered the promotion of a reduction in fuel excise tax. This move aims to prevent upcoming price hikes, with discussions underway to determine the specifics. And finally, from CTEC, Phoenix is moving to sell its control stake in Elron. This follows Arieli's failure to meet loan terms after a significant decrease in Elron's share value. The situation highlights market volatility and its impact on business agreements. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.